Okay, so I talked to a little birdie who might or might not have been your roommate at some point. He said you spent all winter working on your hands. That you were like on your own, you were going to work on your hands, and I mean, it showed today. Like, is that something you took on of like a couple of the drops from last year bothered you, and you just wanted to?
Working on my hands, just catching on the jugs, and then a lot with defenders around, with contact. I know tight ends get a lot of catches over the middle, catching it and taking hits, you know, tucking it away. So,
yeah.
You know, there's the catching, and then there's, you know, the other factors that go into it that I've worked on too. So it's
not just the catching against the machine, but
right against people.
I'm going to get hit as soon as I catch this.
And definitely.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you feel today? I mean, you know, you probably had the most catches today, and, you know, quarterbacks were looking for you and this and that. You pulled everything in. How was it, you know, feel like that work paid off?
Yeah, definitely. And just the new offense that came in, they're really tight end friendly. So it's just nice, you know, putting in that offseason work and then having an offensive scheme that kind of works around the tight ends, which is really nice. So just a combination of both is just, you know, it's rewarding.
Talk about the adjustment from JUCO to Big Ten football. I mean, every JUCO I've ever talked to said, you think you played college football before, but then you get out there and it's just night and day different.
Right. It's probably just consistency, you know, on the defense. For JUCO, you'll probably go against maybe one or two really good Division I athletes. So, you know, you could be going against someone that's really nobody, and then next game could be someone really good. So coming to Division I, it's consistent. Everybody's on that level.
Yeah.
And then just, like, the pace of the game is just a lot higher tempo. And, it's just you can really see it when you play, and just the atmosphere.
Tell me about working with Coach Ligg and you know, new coach. I guess you got Tyler's out for now still with the knee, but talk about the tight ends as a whole.
We're really good. We're kind of young. Well, we have some seniors, three seniors, Tyler, I, and then Ainsley, and then we got a couple freshmen. But I think we're really talented. I think all of us could get in the rotation. So far, that's all we've been doing is just everybody being able to do everything. And just having fresh bodies out there. So, you know, we have some experience, like Tyler and Ainsley, and then we have some younger guys that are also talented that I think that could really see the playing field this year.
Yeah, yeah. And it's been kind of a whirlwind for you. So you commit to Coach Beckman, then you have Coach Cubitt. Now, love it. You know, JUCOs usually don't play for three head coaches, but,
it's kind of crazy. You just got to adjust on the go, you know. Things happen.
Yeah.
I knew that, you know. Coach Beckman probably wasn't in the best position with, you know, the previous record, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing I didn't
anticipate that you might have to.
Right. Yeah. I knew something could happen. You know, it's just football at the end of the day. You just got to adjust and, you know, you got to just listen to your coach and do what they say and just, you know, believe in the program.
Yep. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.